今天我们很高兴，我们很多的上个礼拜的一些各个分堂的牧者陆续离开了，但是今天呢，我们还是有印度的牧师 Benson 牧师跟我们在一起，所以我难得的机会，我就想请 Benson 牧师跟我们分享一些神在印度的工作也分享一些短短的信息给我们，请真牧师来为我们翻译哈，我们一同欢迎他们。
Good evening, everyone of you.
各位晚上好。
I thank God for this wonderful opportunity to stand here to talk about the ministry in India.
感谢神有这个机会能够站在这里跟他分享神在印度的工作。
Thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity.
Closer. 感谢牧师给我这个机会。
I want to talk about the ministry we have in India.
我也分享一下我们在印度的施工。
Our church in 2013, Pastor Tong came to India, shared his vision, and then I moved to Bangalore to start the church over there.
2013年，刘牧师来到印度，给我们分享教会的意向，然后我就从我的家乡搬到Bangalore这个地方，开始生命和灵粮堂。
In the first year, we began with the cell gathering and to also to understand the city. For me, Bangalore was a new city.
第一年我们就开始来明白，就从这个小组开始，然后 Bangalore 对我来说是个新的城市，所以我也开始来了解这个城市。
Because basically I'm from Kerala, so I have to move. I had to move. I moved to the another state and city. So I started understanding that place and that city.
我从印度最南端那个叫 Kerala 那个地方，然后搬到这个 Bangalore 的话，很多的新的这个适应，还有新的一些认识这个城市。In
the year of 2014, we had our grand opening of our church.
2014年，我们开始了正式开始了我们生命和灵粮堂在 Bangalore.
And every other years following to that, we have started seeing the experience and the advancement in our church.
So 每一年从那时候开始呢，我们看到神的工作在 Bangalore 这个城市都有进展。
We always had the prayer support and guidance from Pastor Tong and the church over here.
当然我们有刘牧师，还有这里教会给我们的指导，给我们的鼓励。
I want to really express my gratitude for all through these years of prayer and care.
就非常感恩，为这个教会给我们付出的祷告，给我们的支持。
2020, as we have. We know that you know, it was COVID-19 all through the world, and everybody started struggling.
So 2020年开始的时候，我们就经历到这个疫情，所以全世界都受它所影响。
All the works that we had until then, you know, we just lost, and we had to start from the beginning to speak to people, and all the areas of the church.
我们过去所做的工作好像都完全结束了，因此我们要重新，好像从头开始一样。
Very few people came back after the COVID time.
在疫情之后呢，很少弟兄姐妹回到教会来。
Also, there was work from home facility given by every companies, and then they really didn't care to come back to the city again soon forth.
因为很多公司给他们很多自由，所以很多工人呢都没有回到他们的公司上班，所以这影响了我们教会的这个聚会。
Anyway, post-COVID time 2022, from there we had a good development and good advancement, and we started having more people coming in, more leaders raising up there.
所以疫情之后呢，2022年我们开始重新聚会，我们也看到神把很多的同工，特别的领袖们也加入在我们的教会里面。
Prior to the COVID situation, our mode of work was more concentrated on the people, those who are attending, coming inside the church.
在疫情之前呢，我们所做的工作乃是那些进到我们教会的弟兄姐妹身上。
And after COVID, we also realized the importance of digital ministry. And we started focusing on that area.
在疫情之后，我们也关注到说，这个在网络上的施工也非常重要，因此我们开始进入到网络的施工。
And then God blessed us with people, those who had a heart of learning, and those who were available for God's work.
所以祝福我们，让那些有愿意而且愿意摆上学习，一起来侍奉的弟兄姐妹。
And also, it was so hard for me to raise up a worship team. For even though India is one of the the largest English speaking population.
对我来说，要兴起这些敬拜团队也是不容易。虽然印度是可以说全世界讲英文最多的国家。
People were not really oriented with the English worship way.
因为很多人都不熟悉用英文来崇拜。
Because you know we have India is one of the most diverse country in the world.
因为印度也是全世界里面最分化的一个国家。
Every state, different culture, different language, different cuisine, everything is different.
所以每一个州有不同的文化、不同语言、不同的美食，都不一样的。
The way people worship, also is different. Even the church culture is also so much different and diverse.
然后教会的文化、教会敬拜的方式呢，也因每一州都不一样。
That still is one of the most biggest challenge that we have over there in Bangalore.
这对我们来说，在 Bangalore 也是最大的挑战之一。
That's a place where more of the young people come in and from different part of India and integrating and making them educate about the culture of worship in the English way.
因为这个青年人从印度各个地方来到我们的教会，所以我们要教导他们用这个英文来敬拜，可以说是蛮有挑战的。
Also, Bangalore city is like an intermediate city for people to come and get advanced about their work and career, and they move to one bigger other cities outside India.
然后这个 Bangalore 也像是一个过渡的一个城市，大家来这里学习以后、工作以后呢，就开始搬到更大的城市去。
All the techies.That most of the techies that comes out of India, they are coming from Bangalore.
Okay, so 所有这个高科技的东西呢，都是从 Bangalore 这个城市出去的。
So for them, Bangalore is the final destination inside India, and they move out. Maybe you know, in Silicon Valley, we can see many of those techies from India.
好，我们看到说他们从这个 Bangalore 那个是高科技的地方嘛，从那边他们可能甚至搬到硅谷这个地方来。
So facing that fluidic.The people, the crowd, the people, those who come in and go out is one another challenge that we.
所以对我们教会另外一个挑战是，那个流动性非常的大，因为他们进到我们的教会不久以后又搬到更大的城市，甚至到硅谷这个地方来，所以这个流动性很大。
But it was a blessing that I could see God's faithfulness in different years in different areas that.He provides for the church to grow.
很大的祝福，看到神的信实，在每一年不同的时候，神给我们不同的供应。
So 2022-23, it was an year for me to raise up leaders.
2022年跟23年是给我一个机会，能够来兴起领袖的这两年。
We have a lot of smart young people over there.
我们这里有很多非常聪明而且能干的青年人。
And I had to talk to them. I had to educate them.About the work of the Lord.
我要跟他们对话，然后要鼓励他们呢，讲到神在 Bangalore 这个城市的工作。
Within a few months, I could raise up those leaders, those who are committed also to the church.
所以几个月以后，可以将这些年轻人，他们能够委身于神的教会。
Right now, we have a wonderful worship team.
现在我们有非常美好的敬拜团队。
I'm really thankful to God for that.
真的为此来感谢我们的神。
And we started new cell groups now.
我们也开始了新的小组。
We have six people, young people, those who are fully committed for God's work.
所以我们有六位年轻人，他们愿意完全委身在神的工作。
I'm really thankful to God for that achievement that God prepared for our church.
谢谢神为我们预备，为我们教所预备的这六个领袖。
And when I look at the ministry journey all through these years,
那么看到我们这个侍奉的道路在这几年来
，I was remembering the way that God was leading the people of Israel from the land of Egypt to Canaan.
我就想到了神如何带领以色列的百姓从埃及到迦南美地。
In the beginning, they just knew that place.Name is Canaan.
起初他们只知道说这个地方叫迦南地。
None of these people were able to visualize in its correct way that what is Canaan for them.
他们根本无法想象这个迦南地到底是什么样子的。
For them, it's just an advancement in their life, in their living situation.
对他们来说，可能是他们生命或者是他们一个人生的一个晋升。
Just a few people were able to see it is the promise of the Lord more than.Any kind of advancement in their own personal life.
所以就少数人能够看见说这是神的应许之地，很多人都看为是他们可以晋升那个地方。
Ministry journey, it felt like if when we are able to understand, it's a promise of the Lord, the place where the vision that God has prepared, the plan God has, when we are able to see, it is. It's a promise of the Lord. Our approaches can be different.
啊，这服事神的道路呢，就好像我们可以看见这是神所应许的。当我们有如此的看见的时候呢，我们就能够委身于这样的一个侍奉。
It's definitely a quite a tough journey to begin with ministry, and when you are not able to see the results, or one of the other times like COVID situation, we lose all what we had before.It is quite embarrassing in our ministry, in our journey.
可以说在疫情的时候，我们可以说起初所建造的这些工作完全消失掉，对我们来说非常好像难为情的一件事情，因为他们看不见这样的一个应许。
I was trying to see that divide into that into three phases.
啊，我可以把它分为三个阶段。
In the first phase, I realized that the journey is like just I know the vision of the Lord or.Like people of Israel, I just know that it's Canaan. Okay, somebody said that it's a promised land.
啊，第一个阶段就好像神所应许我们的应许，以色列百姓这是应许之地，是只知道是这个是迦南地。
There, even though I have the vision, even though we have the vision statement, it's not really clear.
虽然我们有一个意向，甚至有一个意向宣言，但是还不是很清楚。
I don't know how far I need to travel towards that the promise of the Lord in my life in the journey.
我不知道在这个道路上我到底要花多久的时间才能够知道神给我们的意向应许是什么。
I'm not really sure that how far it's going to advance my life.
我不知道说在我这个能够帮我的生命能够发展到什么地步。
But for a person of the Lord who believe in the word of the Lord.
但是在属于神的人相信神的工作。
When the perspective is correct,
当我们的视线是对的。
He understands that the word is given by God.
他知道说是神的话语给了他。
The place is shown by God.
然后这个地方是神所给他看见的。
The responsibility of the vision is its God.
然后这个负责这个意向的责任乃是在于神。
It's just my work to move forward without.Ceasing or without doubting about the work of the Lord.
那我的工作就是能够继续向前，不要怀疑神的工作。
There is the second phase where we are moving forward. We do all the work. We are walking faster, trying to reach the place faster.
然后第二阶段，我们就是做所有的工作，希望我们能够更快的进入到这个应许的地方。
I start speaking to other people about the vision, and I'm so much.I was so much encouraged about the place in the first phase.
我非常得到鼓励，在第一个阶段，因此我跟很多人分享这个意向。
And there is no more in the beginning enthusiasm in the second phase of this journey.
然后第二个阶段好像失去了起初第一个阶段那样的一个热情。
I do not have that energy anymore, the same energy that I had when I was starting this journey.
当我开始这个道路的时候，充满那个精力，但是第二阶段的时候开始好像没有那么多的精力。
My pace and the speed of my walking.Begin to slow down.
我的步骤，然后我服侍的这个步伐也开始缓慢下来。
Because the news is are coming in a different way now.
因为这个新闻是从不同的方面来了。
I see a lot of challenges in front of my way.
在我前面道路上看到有很多的挑战摆在面前。
My expectations are not met.
我的期待并没有得到满足。
I thought it's going to be soon to be there in the promised land.
我以为是很快能够达到这个应许之地。
But it's not. It's kind of an unending journey.
但是好像是一个完全走不到尽头的一个 路途。
That's a place where confusions begin.
那时候就开始有点迷惑了。
Doubting on God's statement of vision.
然后开始就在怀疑神给我们的意向宣言。
Doubting on the direction.
然后就开始怀疑我们的方向。
Doubting on the leader.
然后开始怀疑领袖。
Every of these confusions occurs in the second phase where.It takes the longer period of time to reach that place.
第二个阶段可以说是一个困惑或者是迷惑的阶段，所以我们很缓慢才能够达到那个目的地。
And that's a place where I need the Spirit of God in my life.
那时候我真的需要神的灵在我的生命当中。
It's not just enough for me to just remember the vision in my life.
对我来说，不单单只是记得神给我的意向。
I need the guidance of Holy Spirit to see the real meaning of it.
我需要神的圣灵带领我，让我能看见这个背后真正的意思在哪里。
I also definitely need to have an understanding on God's plan in my life, in the ministry, in the journey.
比较能明白神在我生命当中，在侍奉当中，神对我的计划是什么。
This was one of the closest thing that I remember that all these years working and then.And when all of a sudden the works are lost immediately.
我就开始察觉到这么多年我所付上的一切好像忽然间都消失掉。
That begin to give a lot of pressure.
给我很多的压力。
Then I was asking God, Lord, why this is happening in this in such a way?
我说神啊，为什么这个事情如此的发生在我身上
？Actually, in front of my church, there is one temple.
啊，在我的教会的前面就有一个庙。
It's one of the deity, like you know, it's a man god. His name is Sai Baba.
Sai Baba 就这个他们人造出来的一个神像。
On every Thursday, hundreds of people, like you know, near 2,000 people come every Thursday.
然后每个星期是成千上百的信徒到那个地方庙去。
Small snacks will be given. That is said that that's a special blessing of that particular god.
哦，他们的神会给他们就是一个小小的点心给每一个来参加的信徒。
And me and wife, we were you know always looking at that crowd. We say that why this people are going there? Why don't they come to the real place?
我和我太太看到为什么他们去这个庙不来我们的教会呢？
Why they are unable to see the real God?
为什么他们不能够看见真正的神在哪里呢
？What's wrong with us then?
到底我们有做错了什么
？Are we not able to really communicate the gospel?
为什么不能够把福音清楚传给他们呢
？Why all these people are going there and less people coming in this side this direction? It's just 50 meters from here.
啊，为什么他们不去我们的教会，只离开大概15米，而去到这个庙里面去呢
？Still, you know, they actually.Their meeting place is in a public park, actually.
他们其实聚会的地方是一个公园。
Government gave the government land to extend their territory.
然后政府就是借用那个地给他们。
There was like a 4,000 square feet in the beginning.
大概有4,000平方尺开始的时候。
And they extend to 8,000.
然后就扩展到这个8,000平方尺。
Now they just came very near to our church, you know, 16,000 now.
现在是1,600，越靠近我们的教会
了。They're increasing every other year.
是每一年他们都增加他们的这样的范围。
Nobody cares whether COVID is there or not. You know, people keep coming there.
他们不理说到底有没有疫情，他们继续来到那个庙。
Hallelujah, and that was really struggling our heart too.
那时候真的哈利路亚对我们来说很大的挣扎。
And all through these things, you know, I feel like in the second phase where the struggle gets keep the pressure keeps.More mounting.
然后第二个阶段看到这个压力不断的增加在我身上。
And the results are not seen in this phase.
然后在第二段阶段根本看不到任何成绩。
Until last year, I had several struggles within my heart, giving myself the hard time. Lord, how this is going to work out?
直到去年，我心中里面很多的挣扎，我说神啊。这如何持续下去呢
？That's exactly where Pastor Tong and Pastor Cheng, you know, they were always there to pray for us and to be there to guide us to understand what's going on.
那时候林牧师有，这牧师有来探望我们，来帮助我们，来提醒我们。
I really thank God for the vision and the understanding that they have about the ministry.
好，谢谢主给他们这样的一个认知，让他们能够继续帮助我们在这个事工上。
And from last year, I begin to see the results.
然后开始去年的时候看到的成绩了。
I begin to see coordination.
啊，看到开始有些连结了。
I begin to see that people respond to what we speak.
然后开始人回应我们所传讲的。
Last year, you know, I begin to see that people say that, "Wow, I want to hear this message again."
啊，那去年有人说我们要听这个信息再听一次。
The last year, I began to see that people cry during the time of worship.
哦，那时候敬拜的时候，他们开始有哭泣了。
Until then, we sing, we keep singing, we keep playing the guitar, we keep playing the drum, and nobody respond.
啊，在这个之前，我们继续弹我们的鼓，弹我们的吉他，就是没有人有任何的反应。
We try to put a lot of energy, but no results.
我们很多的精力摆上去，但是却没有任何的效果。
From last year, we began to see that people dance along with us to worship.
啊，去年我们一边敬拜，看他们一边在神面前跳舞。
People cry in the presence of the Lord. In the time of worship,
我在神的同在当中敬拜的时候，我们开始掉眼泪。
The healing began to occur during the time of our worship.
敬拜的时候，我们看到医治也发生了。
People start asking for prayer now.
一些人就要求我们为他们祷告。
All these things happen. I believe that when God opens the door to understand His heart.
哦，我们这都看见神打开，我们能够明白神的心意的时候，这些事情就发生了。
It's definitely our responsibility to understand God's plan is beyond our understanding, beyond our the way that we can see it.
明白，我神的道路永远超过我们的道路，他的计划永远高过我们的计划。
God definitely have a plan about our life in the ministry.
神对我们的生命，对我们的事工，肯定是有一定的计划。
If God has given you a promise,
但如果神给你一个应许。
He is definitely committed to fulfill that promise.
啊，肯定他会委身于完成这个应许。
It's very important for us to understand the heart of God in doing that.
这非常重要，我们了解神的心意就是在此。
It's in the last year I begin to realize more in a powerful way that God was always in action, in working. for about the vision that God has given.
然后去年我看到神强有力地在帮助我们那个完成他所给我们的意向。
He never stopped working on the vision.
神从来没有停止工作，特别在意向上。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 says like this.
哥林多前书第二章第九节说。
The eye has not seen.
眼睛未曾看见。
Nor ear heard.
耳朵未曾听见。
Nor have entered into the heart of man.
人心也未曾想过。
The things which God has prepared for those who love Him.
神为那些爱他的人所预备的。
Definitely God loves every one of us, and God has His special plan for every one of us.
肯定是爱我们每一个人，他对我们每一个人的一个特别的计划。
Maybe it is soon for us to expect, because sometimes we don't understand the full idea of God's vision in our life.
可能太早，我们要期待这样的事情发生，因为我们不明白神在我们生命中的计划。
The more late, I believe that the depth is more about the plan of the Lord in our life.
等待越久，神的这个这样的在我们生命中的计划是越深入在我们生命里面。
Hallelujah! And then it's very important for us to wait for.
Hallelujah, 因此我们必须要非常重要，我们可以等候神的计划完成。
I also didn't understand the first phase when God called me for this journey, that what exactly God wants me to do.
在第一个阶段，当神呼召我的时候，根本不明白神在这个道路上要我做什么。
No clarity in the vision.
根本在这个意向上也不清楚。
Statement is there, but I couldn't visualize in a very proper way. It was blur.
有意向宣言，但是对我来说非常的模糊，不清楚方向在哪里。
But the more that I begin to walk.
当我开始继续走上这个道路的时候
，It became more clear to me.
越来越清楚了。
It became more bigger to me.
越来越扩大了。
Definitely, it was more complex to me then.
那时候可能是更复杂了。
I understand the complexity and the challenges the more when I walk more closer to that plan.
当我继续迈进这个计划的时候，看到这个计划越来越复杂了，越来越清楚。
Today also, I keep walking to that.
当我继续走向这个道路的时候
，Every day I'm walking, keep walking towards the plan of the Lord.
那我继续走向神为我们预备的计划。
I know that I'm going to face more complex problem than that I have faced ever before.
我知道我会面对的更复杂的问题是我以前从来没有遇见过的。
I'll see more challenges that I have ever seen in my life.
我会看到更多的挑战是以前从没有经历过的。
I know that the more challenges that I begin to see, I know that it's more closer to my in my life.
所以更多的挑战让我知道说更加接近神在我生命中的计划。
Results going to come soon.
这个成绩很快就会来到了。
And I'm really thankful to God for the old work that God is doing and the prayers of the church. Keep praying, being enthusiastic for the mission, the having the thirst of a vision that you are having in this church. Under the leadership of
真的感谢神所做的工作，我们继续祷告，然后看到我们这个教会，我们的生命和领袖们所做的事情，继续帮助我们，我们为此感谢神。
Thank you so much, and may God bless you all.
谢谢大家，愿神祝福大家。